When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 17th edition. Got a 10-game banger for you on a Tuesday. There's some early action, too, a small slate you can get to. But 10-game main slate starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Hope you guys had a great Monday. Wild stuff, as always. Coors did Coors things. Cubbies went bananas and much, much more on a Monday 11-gamer. Got 10 games on your Tuesday. Some housekeeping first. I am on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, hit me up there or in the Fantasy Degens Discord, where there's tons of guys helping each other out to win some nice DFS money. So check that out. Check out Bench with Bubba, your season-long fantasy baseball content that helps with DFS as well. And the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast recording this week on Tuesday for the PGA Championship. So check all those out to get ready for your DFS and season-long needs. All right, 10 games on a Monday. Let's talk some totals on this slate. We don't have all of them yet. There's some pitching questions and questions about weather and whatnot. But we got Yankees, Orioles, a total of 8.5. Mariners, Blue Jays, 8. Astros, Red Sox, 9. Angels, Rangers, 8.5. Giants, Rockies, 11.5. So see, we only have 5 of the 10 totals. There's a lot going on. A lot going on. When we talk the pitching on this slate, you'll see why there's a lot going on. It's a 10-game slate, and the pitching is atrocious. Like, it's really bad. Or the good pitchers are in really tough matchups. So it's a tough one. Like, it's not Freddy Peralta on a tee for us like we had on Monday. It's a little tougher. Logan Gilbert leads the way at 10-2 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Gilbert's been outstanding. It's just he had a 28-point game a few starts back. But for the most part, it's like low 20s, high teens is what you're getting from Gilbert, which is great. It's really good. But is it 10-2 good against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto? That is a tough one. Toronto striking out 23% of the time versus righties, hitting 234 at the 153 ISO. Basically, what I'm saying, if you want to get frisky in a tournament, go ahead and use Logan Gilbert. But I'd be very nervous at the same time because it is the Toronto Blue Jays. And it's not that they could crush him, it's just the Blue Jays. It's just I don't know if they'll do enough to allow him to pay off his price tag. Like, he could still go 6, give up like 2 or 3, but strike out like 5. That'll be tough to pay off 10-2. That's the dilemma you have against the Toronto Blue Jays. Now Gilbert can slice and dice him. That's very possible. So he should come in lower owned on this goofy slate, making him a nice tournament angle. You got Nate Eovaldi, $9,800 at home against the Houston Astros. And I love me some nasty Nate. But similar to Gilbert, it's been like, you know, high teens, low 20s. He had a 30-pointer against Baltimore, but that was Baltimore. Other than that, there was only one other 20-point performance. Now you got the Houston Astros, who we talked about with Whitlock. Like, they can eat up pitches. They can get beat. There's no doubt in it. But, you know, 22% K rate versus righties, 240 average, 184 ISO. Not stuff you're looking to like run home and attack. So that just makes it a little tricky. And like, I'd honestly take Gilbert over Eovaldi for 400 more if I had to take my choices. The popular play, if paying up on the slate, and it makes total sense, is Jameson Taillon at $9,300 at the Baltimore Orioles. We saw Severino deal, like we talked about. Should be a great matchup if the velocity's there. Well, it was, and he pitched great. And now you got Jameson Taillon, who's been a 15 to 20 point guy time and time again. He actually got hit around by Baltimore both times he's faced him. That's the funny part. He's pitched great against Toronto, Cleveland, Toronto. He's pitched great against Toronto 3 times and Cleveland once and gotten just hit around against Baltimore in his 2 appearances versus Baltimore. So go figure. Baseball's fun, isn't it? But again, you can keep trying to attack Baltimore, especially in that ballpark where pitchers go to flourish. So Taillon at 93 would be very popular and should be one of the better plays up top, at least on paper. Now, if you want to save a few dollars because it's a goofy slate, make sure you watch the pitching. There's a good chance Lucas Giolito, he's supposed to return Tuesday or Wednesday from the COVID IL. We're hoping for Tuesday. DK has him here on Tuesday. That could change. But if Gio makes the rotation, he's $8,500, which is ridiculous because the stamina should still be just fine after being on the COVID IL. Kansas City striking out 20% of the time versus right. He's hitting 218 with a 112 ISO. So Gio at 85 is a phenomenal play if he cracks the build. If not, we'll talk about him for Wednesday's show. The fun one on this one's Alex Cobb at $8,100 at Coors Field. And he's coming off a great performance against the Rockies. His last time out for 23 points. He's got 20 or more DK points in 3 or 4 starts. It's been really good, especially the last couple starts here. He's got 6 or more Ks in those 3 starts with 20 plus, 6 last start out against Colorado. And the good thing with him is that he's a ground ball dude, which helps in Coors Field, obviously. Now, will it work in Coors? We'll see. But I think it's worth a shot at $8,100 on this goofy slate. Like, it's a bad slate. Yeah, Colorado striking out 21.5% of the time versus righties, 241 average against. So I think Cobb could be a fun tournament play at 8,100. Like, you know, you got a good ceiling with Cobb and Gio combined if Gio makes the start, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. A few other ones. Like I said, this is bad slate. Reed Detmer is going to be super popular, $7,600 at the Texas Rangers. Detmer's coming off the no-no. I usually never play pitchers off a no-no. I usually like to stack against pitchers off a no-no, but this slate is so bad that you have to consider it. I will say this much, though. He faced Texas back on April 15th, 3 1/3 innings, 5 earned runs. So there is some positives to come out of this. You got a Texas team that strikes out 21.3% of the time versus lefties, hitting 224 at the 148 ISO. Detmer should be popular. So like the likes of Adelis Garcia and company could be great tournament plays going up against Detmers. But at the same time, this is a bad pitching slate. So you might have to take some chances with the Detmers types. So other than that, unless we see something in lineups, like I'm not going to Spencer Watkins, his luck train is going to run out in a big way. The only other guy I would look at, especially facing Pittsburgh, is Keegan Thompson. 4 innings, 2 earned, only 1 K. He's not a big strikeout guy. That's his biggest problem. But he faced Pittsburgh a while back, 4 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts for 15 points. Honestly, at $6,800, I'd take it. He threw 61 pitches his last time out, so you're hoping for 70. He's not going to go deep. That's the problem. We need him to be like 55, not 68. So it's hard to use him. But again, on this slate, if you want to use him at 68 for some savings, I get it. He's facing Pittsburgh, who strikes out 25% of the time versus righties, hitting 225 with a 122 ISO. So it does make sense for Keegan Thompson. He just doesn't go deep, and it ruins it. Like, if he somehow got through 5 innings and struck out like at least a batter an inning, we'd be jumping over the moon for that scenario. But we just don't know if it'll happen. So it's a tough slate. We're probably going to pay up for pitching, find some value bats, which we will. So recapping your pitching, you got Gilbert and Eovaldi up top. I prefer Gilbert over Eovaldi, but Tyon's the best play on paper up top. He'll also be the very popular play. If Gio's back at 85, I love it. Love it against Kansas City. Alex Cobb is what I will probably be using in tournaments going up against Colorado. I'm just going to bite that Coors bullet and see where it goes. And then Detmer should be great and very chalky. So we might be stacking against Detmers. And then Keegan Thompson's your other punt, but it's not great by any means. But there's a lot of places to attack with bats. You can find value bats on this slate and still get some of the big pitching. So let's not worry about that. Let's find some of those bats. And we'll start at the catcher's position on this wonderful slate. You had Wilson Contreras having a monster Monday night. He's $5,100. You can target Brubaker all day long. Some other options, though, because we want to save money, potentially. You got Elias Diaz against Cobb, if you need to. Again, I'm liking Cobb tonight, but if you need to, he's available. But a few others. Cheaper plays. Let's look cheaper. Like Yasmani Grandal at 38. He went deep on Monday. I keep talking about it. I was actually a guest on a podcast on Monday. He was a buyer. I told people buy Yasmani Grandal. He is going to get going, folks. Like the underlying peripherals are just fine. It is going to turn around for Yasmani Grandal. So enjoy the discount while you can. Just like I said on Monday, and I probably have to say for a while because it's just going to be back and forth for a bit. Victor Caratini should get the start for Milwaukee at $3,400 versus Davidson. Caratini's going to start versus left-handed pitching. So you get a cheaper piece of the Brew Crew if you want to. MJ Melendez against Gio is 31. If you're not using Gio, I still think Melendez is a good value play just because he's got that big upside. Yan Gomes hit 5th on Monday. If he's back in the middle of that lineup at 2,500 against Brubaker, that's a nice little value as well. And then Kirk Cassali double-donged in Coors Field on Monday. He's 2,100. I'd imagine Joey Bart's back in the lineup, but keep an eye on that because if you can get a $2,100 Cassali and Coors, that's just like your punt cash, whatever you want. Just throw them in the lineup. First base position, you got Vladito, not doing it. But Anthony Rizzo at $5,200. It's in Baltimore, so it's not as attractive, but Watkins is booty. When the regression monster comes, it's going to be huge. So Rizzo at 52 could be worth a look for you. Belt and Coors at 45 is definitely in play. That's too cheap for that matchup. Going below 4K now. not a ton. You got Wilmer Flores at 34, Darren Ruff at 33. Some other couple cheap Giants. You got Gavin Sheets at 29. It's a great value first base outfield. Sheets should be playing against the right-handed pitching Heasley of Kansas City. So $2,900 for Gavin Sheets. That is a great value first base outfield. In that match, we got Jose Miranda down here at 24. Rivas of Chicago at 23 is a nice value as well. So you got a couple you can pick and choose from at the first base position. Second base, love me some Colton Wong. Just not going to pay 55 for it. Just like we talked about, so I'd rather pay $5,200 for Ozzie Albies versus Adrian Hauser all day, every day. Like, give me Albies train. But if you want to go below 5K, Whit Merrifield is heating up. Two homers and two stolen bases last week. He'll be in my Fantasy Pros article on Tuesday. Whit Merrifield at $4,800 is definitely worth the look. Brendan Rodgers is heating up. You can go that direction. Trevor Story had a second home run of the season on Monday. Jose Urquidy is giving up a lot of loud contact. He's not striking guys out. So Boston, as frustrating as they have been, is a decent play. Gleyber Torres against our buddy Watkins at 41 could be a nice cheaper piece of the Yankees if you go to attack Watkins in play there. Thayer Estrada at 31, a cheap Giants piece, another one because there's tons of them. Below 3K now. Not a ton jumping out to me, but that could change as we see lineups and whatnot on Tuesday. Third base for you, Devers is great against Urquidy, 55 hundo. Definitely like that if you can pay up for it. Ryan McMahon had a big game on Monday, $4,900. Like, the thing is, you can still use Rockies. Like, even though I like Cobb, if you don't want to use Cobb, you can still use Rockies because, A, Cobb can get beat up. But Cobb's only going like five innings. So you're going to get some fun there in Coors. Coors fun. Most Coors fun happens late in the game, not early in the game. So keep that in mind. So Ryan McMahon at 49 is definitely still in play. Bobby Witt Jr. at 45. If you're not using Geo, don't hate it. I mentioned with Eugenio Suarez, I said, if you're ever going to play, you face him, play him versus a lefty. Boom goes the dynamite. That's what happened on Monday. He's not facing a lefty. He's facing Barrios, who stinks this year, but I'll pass on that one. I'd rather go Josh Donaldson at $3,900 against Watkins, our boy. So another cheap piece of the Yankees. And Donaldson's heating up too. You got Longo and Coors at 38. Not too shabby there. You got Yoan Moncada at $3,600. Nice cheap piece there versus Healy. So there's some nice, really good GPP talents at the third base position for less than 4K. I like that a lot. Like, it's the position you don't have to pay up for if you don't want to. You don't have to go full punt in the 2K range. There's some good spots there at the top of the 3K range at third base. Shortstop, you got Trey Turner. Not bad. Bo Bichette went deep on Monday. He's going to keep heating up, folks. Enjoy it. But you can save money here. Again, Jose Iglesias, Bobby Witt Jr., Dansby Swanson at 43. I like all those guys as some values for you. Brendan Crawford's only 4K versus Cool. He could be in play. Like, and the thing is, I don't hate Cool on the slate. I hate paying the price tag DK had for Cool. If Cool was low eights like Cobb, Cool would probably be in the player pool. But I'm not paying over 9K for Cool in Coors Field. Just not going to happen. Back to your scheduled shortstop appearances here. Not much. It's usually a top-heavy position, and it's showing up again on the slate, barring some lineup randomness. Outfield, though, this is loaded. It depends on which pitcher do you want to attack. You got Judge versus Watkins at 61. Buxton's back. He's always worth a look. But you can go down farther if you want. I mentioned Baltimore's hit Tyon twice. So if you want, if you're going to hit him a third time, Sed Mullins at 56 will come in less than 5% rostered. So that's going to be a gift if they go off. Giancarlo's only 52. Love it against Watkins. You can save some cash there. You got Blackman and Coors at 51. Below the 5K range now. Kyle Tucker versus Eovaldi at 45. I like Eovaldi, but he still gets himself in some trouble. So Tuck at 45 is an intriguing tournament play. But J.D. Martinez at 44 is really good against Urquidy and all the contact he's letting up. Mentioned Adelis Garcia earlier against Detmers. If you want to fade Detmers, Garcia's 4,400. Nice tournament play. He's got a lot of power in that bat. He's been showcasing it lately. So Adelis at 44 is a good tournament look for you. Other than that, though, it's more stacking with a couple punts. Like, Jock Jams is only $3,900. He hit second on Monday night. Should get a good spot in line versus Cool again. Just remember, it was mentioned in the chat by Lebo and stuff. The frustrating thing with the Giants, outside of like two or three players, Kapler will pinch hit for them when pitching changes happen. Like, and it was a little different on Monday because Sensatella left hurt early, so they brought the long man Ty Block, the lefty, in and just screwed everything up. But just keep that in mind. They could rotate guys out. That's for Jock Jams, like, gets two at-bats and bounces. So that makes it frustrating as well. I got a good value on Ian Happ at $3,800 against Brubaker. Like that a lot. We want to attack the Brubaker wagon. That's not a bad look. Lourdes Gurriel struggling, man. Keep an eye on him. Struggling. but that's my dog. Anthony Santander at 33 in tournaments, but you got Yastrzemski. He went deep on Monday. He's only 3,300 bucks. That is way too cheap for Coors Field. Way too cheap. You got Joey Gallo at 3,200 bucks. Good tournament look there. I'd honestly rather have Yaz than Gallo, but Gallo outside of Coors probably brings lower ownership, so it's definitely a strong play. Lamont Wade Jr. leading off for the Giants at 3,100. Yeah, they haven't adjusted the prices. Great job, DraftKings. Great job. Going below 3K now, I mentioned Gavin Sheets at 29. That's a good look. You could go Aaron Hicks at 2,800 bucks. Rafael Ortega was leading off against a lefty on Monday. He'll definitely be leading off against Brew Raker on Tuesday. He's 2,700. So that is a great price tag for Rafael Ortega. Alec Thomas is 2,500 bucks for the D-backs versus the lefty Anderson. That's not a shabby tournament look for you. But yeah, there's definitely a ton. Eli White will let off for Texas and stole a bag or two on Monday. He's 2,300 bucks for Detmers. So he'd be a cheap one if you're attacking Detmers. Lots of value, especially in the outfield. You can pay up for pitching on this slate. You can definitely pay up for pitching and a couple big bats. You can make this work pretty feasibly. Recapping your pitching, Gilbert and Eovaldi up top. Prefer Gilbert over Eovaldi, but both nice. The best play 9K and above is Taillon, but he'll be super popular, and it makes me kind of want to fade him. Just going to be honest with you, because pitching is pretty bad on this slate. There's not that many good options. I hope Giolito comes back. I'll pay 85 for him all day long. Alex Cobb at 81 in Coors is a great tournament play. Reed Detmers is in play at 76, but he'll be super popular. And then Keegan Thompson's a good look, but 6,800 bucks is steep for him to pay that off. That's the only tricky part on that one. Your stacks on this slate, Yankees versus Spencer Watkins. I'm going to keep attacking Spencer Watkins as much as humanly possible because it is disgusting watching how he's having quote-unquote success right now in baseball. I think Baltimore's interesting. I don't know if you have to do it on a 10-game slate. Like if it was like a 5 or 6-game slate, I'd be all in on Baltimore. But since ownership would be spread out a little more, you don't sometimes have to get that cute. Unless you're in like a 20 max or those 150 maxes, well, have some Baltimore fun. But if you're like 3 max single entry, you don't have to get that cute with Baltimore. But it's definitely intriguing against Taillon, especially if he's super, super chalky. Some other stacks, though, if you're curious on this slate. I think Boston versus Urquidy could be one that goes a little under the radar. That's fun. I love the White Sox versus Heasley. That's a really, really good one. The Cubs versus Ortega, Brubaker with Ortega leading off. Cubs are one of my favorite stacks. And it just sucks they put up 9 runs on Monday. I was looking to fade Brubaker, and the fact they put up 9 runs is going to bring attention to like the cheap Ortega and all that other stuff. But the Cubs are in a phenomenal spot yet again on this slate. Texas could be intriguing versus the Angels. I'll be honest, versus Detmers, I should say. Coors is 100% in play. Give me all the Giants, cheap Giants. Like you can make a cheap Giants and cheap Cubs stack and get the best pitchers you want. You can do it. It's easy. And then you can cap things off with like some Dodgers action if you want. But it's a fun slate. Cubbies. Let's do work, Cubbies. You could use the Cubbies and the cheap Giants and pair some Yankees against Watkins and go to Pound Town if you want. That could like do a 3-3-2 stack. Do like Stanton, Donaldson, Glaber. It's just off the top of my head here. Ortega for the Cubbies. Lamont Wade. So there's your outfield. And now we need a shortstop. So you could go with B. Craw in that one if you want. You don't have to. And then you got the likes at first base with Belt. And then you can go Wilson Contreras at catcher potentially. I don't know how much money that leaves you, but that's kind of the idea. That's the idea. Or you could do like a 3-man Yankee stack and then just kind of spread out with all the values and just do what you want. Because if you're not in the 20 maxes and 150 maxes, like we've talked about, stacking's still good, not as essential. There's a big difference. You don't have to have the super, super smash brother plays. But we'll talk about all that and more on the upcoming shows and, more importantly, in the Fantasy Degens Discord. So if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. We'll get you up in there. It's free. Also, if you give this podcast MLB DFS Quick Hits a rate and review on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. Or go to the old YouTube channel, give it the thumbs up and the like. I would like that as well. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba coming at you multiple. We got 3 episodes this week. 3 episodes coming up for Bench with Bubba, so come check that out. And you're always pressing PGA DFS podcast to get you ready for this week's PGA Championship. But for now, this will wrap up this episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 17th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.